just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it in.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
Do not attempt to adjust your dial. You are about to embark on a journey with four extraordinary men.
JX, he's in your face to the extreme!
I looked him dead in his face and said, we never landed on the moon.
Jeff Murphy, with his power of legendary Jeff shit.
Where Jeff makes himself an asshole, and people are like, oh, that's legendary.
Everyone loves him.
Dude, legendary.
Jay Skeezy, with his power of rapier wit.
This guy looks me dead in the face and says, we never landed on the moon? I said, where do you think we are right now? The moon.
And Jim Scampoli, with his power of passive-aggressive ponage.
We are the Eric Clapton of podcasts. That was said by Mick Jagger himself, said that we were the Eric Clapton of podcasts, which by definition makes us better than Billy Joel.
Scream! Hey, no!
Genders combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become
Jim and Jeff.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're looking me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Ho-ho!
And they call it a mine. A mine!
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
Pissing! He's pissing all over us! He's pissing on you! What does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss to me.
Do-do-do, life's good.
Who ordered the hamburger with AIDS?
What did you do that for? God!
The cheese tax, the cheese tax.
Yo, what it do? What it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and them. You're tuned in on this fine, fine Good Friday. Good Friday, ladies and germs. This is the day that they killed our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Romans did it.
Yeah, I saw. I was recently at a open mic comedy show, and I saw an old lady have a bit about this, and she was like, "Why they call it Good Friday?"
Oh yeah, I like where she's going.
They had a party on Thursday. It should have been Good Thursday.
Yeah, all right.
Because they like ate before.
Yeah, that was the Last Supper, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, who was it good for?
Nobody except one person. A Jewish doctor.
A Jewish doctor. You are tuned in right now. Twitch.tv/Jim and Them. Kick.com/Jim and Them. The Jim and Them YouTube every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time. Live. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the chat.
Real ones in the chat. Who?
Oh, I mean, what do we got? We got AC in the chat.
He's alive.
We got AC in, what is that? That's the Kick chat. We got Dakota in the YouTube chat.
We got Hollywood Zero in the fucking Twitch. We got DB Deathlord. Daewoo says he's alive. Stax says free Mike. They say the law got Mike.
Yep. I mean, this is going to be a very special episode of Jim and Them, ladies and germs, because, I mean, shit is going down, if you will.
But before we get to Mike's incarceration, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Jim and Them Patreon, where we're cooking free tiers, paid tiers.
That's right.
Peons, freeons.
You are absolutely correct. Patreon.com/Jim and Them. We got extra exclusive bonus shows that are there for you to enjoy. All the good stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not only that, not only do you have the paid version, but there is a free tier. We have a nice sampling of shows ready available
Full
for the free tards out there.
Free tards,
and
get them.
We just recorded a kind of a hybrid show that'll be going up on the Patreon very shortly. We also have Jimterventions, where we watch the show Intervention. We watch the show Reacher. You're just watching stuff with Jim and them.
Yeah, it's like you're hanging with the boys.
We got all kinds of bonus stuff. That's just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
At patreon.com/Jim and Them. And we might need you more than ever on the patreon.com/Jim and Them, because legal battles are happening. Or
they're happening. And we're paywalling the trial of Mike.
Yeah. So yeah.
If you want to follow what happens to Mike, we can't mention it on the free show. But yeah, there's a taste. I guess give him a taste of what's going on.
Yes. Because, I mean, Mike's not here. And at first, I mean, even I was like, damn, what's going on? Why is Mike not here this week? That's very un-Mike.
I know. And then an investigator came to your house, right?
Well, no, what happened was I turned to the good old voicemails, because yes, you could leave a voicemail with Jim and them. Mm-hmm. You can either do
Jim and them on Skype. Jim and them on Skype.
You're going in reverse. Jim and them on Skype. Jim and them
on Skype, bitch. Or you can give us a call at
701-214-5941.
Are you alive? Are you alive? Just wonder if you're alive.
So Mike's dead.
Yeah. Well, because the thing is, not only can you leave voicemails like the one I'm about to play, but you can also call in to let us know if you're alive, because we're wondering, are you out there? Are you still alive? We're just wondering. But I was like, damn, Mike's not here this week. What's going on? And then I checked the voicemail, and this is what's popping. What?
I'm trying to reach Mike still. I received information from YouTube that you are currently the one that is streaming the Mindtrip doc. Corey Feldman, we struck it once, and you countered. I'm fixing to strike it again, or fixing to file a lawsuit if it's not removed. I need Mike still to give me a call back. We're actually trying to get the correct address to serve you. And if possible, if you can remove that video immediately, you're not allowed to stream it. It is copyright of Corey, and I'm giving you a call. You can call me, or you can let me know the correct information so we can serve you. You can call me back at 6.
I'm not going to let the number play, but hold on.
Mike, I would appreciate a return call. This has been going on. I struck your video in 2020, and you're still streaming it. YouTube allowed it. I don't care if it is a commentary. You are streaming the entire film. So we need you to remove it now, or we are going to serve you. So I need a call back, or I'm just going to have someone sent to your home to verify that it is you.
Well, if you could give
Thank
us
you very
your
much. Bye-bye.
Well, it sounds like you're in the clear, Jim.
Yeah, they're coming after Mike hardcore for what he did to Corey.
Jeez, yeah. We tried to tell Mike to take the video.
Yeah, we did. Now, a couple of things, though. Technically, it's not the full film. That's not the full film that's up there. Okay. I mean, there's a chunk of it for sure, but there is a bunch of it that's not there. Plus, again, it is a commentary. Yeah. And also, yes,
it's Mike's idea.
I did receive a copyright, or Mike did, I should say. Mike received a copyright in 2020. We did fight it because it is a commentary, which is covered under fair use.
Yep.
And YouTube decided in our favor. But then also, actually, hold on. So then I'm like, who is this? Like, first of all, it doesn't sound very official. Where it's just kind of like, if you could just let me know your address so we can
we could serve your address, or
we could do this or whatever. And so I start digging a little bit on the number, and
you backtraced it
a little bit. Plus, I mean, I did a little on my own. Plus, it doesn't hurt to have an FBI agent or a private investigator, if you will, on the old speed dial. Now, Do you remember? I mean, this is only a week ago. I feel like maybe this is why this happened, by the way. It has nothing to do, actually, with the Corey Feldman My Truth film.
Okay.
What it has to do with is, remember a certain kitty fight / World of Warcraft YouTube channel we watched last week?
Yeah.
Because remember that was a little Heather Dawn May or Heather May Dawn? What was her name?
Yeah, who was that? What was...
Because she was like a... Remember we found she was like a super Corey fan in all his mentions.
Oh.
And his retweets and everything like that.
Okay.
So that we found out that's who it is that's on the phone. And I'm wondering if maybe she was just a little upset that we watched her YouTube. We looked at her website. Remember her website was like, I can help you with
that's
like
so
the most
funny.
Vague...
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't sure either until I saw the name. And I was like, oh, wait, Heather. I was like, that sounds familiar.
So funny. I would have never put that together. And it's so obvious now.
And I was trying to find out, like, is there anything official here? Is this person some sort of lawyer?
No. She's like a social media like engineer or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah. And I have like a 25 page document, like with this person's information here.
What? Okay. Yeah. Let's go through it.
I mean, I haven't even really like dug through it yet, but it has all their email, AKA.
This isn't on the screen, right?
No. I'm not sharing this.
Right. Okay. Right.
But also, I guess before we do that, I mean, let's just let me see if I can talk to her first.
Okay.
1 second.
Yeah. She had to put her pants.
Reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Hello, my name is Bori Gornstein. I'm calling from the law offices of N-Man and Bupak, and I'm here responding to a call from Mike Steele, who says that you've been harassing him. I'm just reaching out to you because we are setting up a countersuit where we are looking to set up a restraining order against you and your continued harassment against my client. That's right, Barry Gornstein from N-Man and Bupak. Thank you so much. Please cease and desist all communications. Thank you. Bye. No answer.
Okay, Barry Gornstein. Very good.
Yeah, did I get the name? Did I say the name they said the second time? Did that match the name I said the
yes.
first time? Okay.
You nailed it. Nailed it. All right, so let's dig into her court.
I know she's in Mississippi, it looks like.
That's so funny.
Let's
see, 15 addresses found.
Yeah, it looks like no real dirt from what I could see. Just addresses and...
Just some retarded lady. We have any judgments found?
Ooh, small claims judgment, security credit, $1,000.
Okay.
Is that probably maybe an unpaid?
Like an apartment?
Past property deeds. Nothing really too good. But like
checks
it's just
out.
it's bizarre that why is she calling us?
Yeah, how did she even know? Who tipped her off? Who's the mole?
Well, the only thing I can think of is like I think it does it well no, it says Jim and them on Skype. Because I'm trying to see, I mean, like it does say that I'm sure if you Googled, well, it's weird that it would be Mike Steele. Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny that she's asking for Mike Steele. That I don't know where that came from. I mean, our 701-214 number is everywhere. So I guess.
Why did she even know we just talked about her? That's what I'm done understanding.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that as a joke. I don't know if that's necessarily the real thing. I feel like if anything, it's probably, it is the doc. And I think the doc's getting more attention because of the quiet on set stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought literally she
unless knew. I don't think Corey was like, hey, help me take this down. Like he hasn't tweeted anything about it, has he? We probably would have heard
he
about
forgot
that.
He made the movie.
Because Because I was trying to see, unless he was like, hey, Feld fam, help me out here. These guys, they're taking all my money. Angelic to the Core. I mentioned last week my hit album was no longer streaming. Oh, yeah. Remember all this stuff got taken out from streaming?
Yeah, you got hacked.
Because of the hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Any recording that borrows old sound clips.
I can admit when I am wrong, and it was not an illegal attack. Wow. He's grown. He didn't, like we said, he didn't pay CD Baby. And his account lapsed.
Yeah, no, it'd be great if he had.
Go up again? What was that? That's Daisy of Love? What happened to Daisy of Love?
TMZ gets facts wrong. I have to keep the truth front and center.
She's in a treatment program? This is important to just me and Brady.
Well, it's so she linked
into
a TMZ.
She had a Rock of Love show.
Corey Feldman, Jennifer Gimenez, instrumental in getting Daisy De La Hoya into treatment.
Okay. I didn't know she was in treatment. I thought she was still party rocking.
But what is he correct? No, that's the person that got her into treatment, I think.
No, that's Daisy De La Hoya is the one in the middle. That's
no. I'm talking about this picture here.
Oh, okay.
He's just sharing it and being like, sorry, David Heltman's not my manager, because apparently they put that in the article, and he's that concerned about it. Instead
he
of just
actually refuses to represent me. Yeah, I'm a hero.
I'm helping Daisy of Love.
I'm under new management. Bam Margera's my manager. He's handling the financials.
Yeah, so the only thing I can think of is that it's circled back around again because of the I'm sure maybe with Quiet on Set, maybe they're trying to think of relaunching the film or something, because that seems like something Corey would do.
Yeah.
But
put it up anywhere to stream.
The main thing I wonder, I mean, I guess it's most likely Corey's not involved in this at all. There is a small chance that maybe Corey was like, hey, what do you think we can, you have a website. What do you think we could do about people streaming it?
Call them now. Say you're a lawyer.
Cause the only thing I think of is I may have that number on our YouTube, like if someone like filed, but it wouldn't have Mike's name. So I'm surprised. I don't know where she got Mike's name from, but that's the funniest.
It's just funny timing because we literally talked about her like last
week. Yeah, we just found her last week. At Heather Dawn May on Twitter.
If she had done this a week before, we wouldn't have even.
Yeah, we'd be like, huh?
Yeah. Even now, I was, huh? I didn't even remember that she was a lady. I'm like Thanos.
The fake, let me see. Maybe she's tweeted something. I'm trying to see. Share our video.
It's like
for
at
engagement.
Van Sims Lives. Take down the video.
Give me your address. I've seen some things that should have been kept in a DM and not, whatever.
Just lady stuff.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman and lady stuff, the usual timeline.
Let's listen to our thing one more time, yeah.
I'm trying to reach Mike Steele. I received information from YouTube.
The only thing I can think of, too, is maybe, because it says our names, but she was probably like, wow, Mike Steele's like the coolest name.
Yeah.
He clearly is the leader.
Yeah, Jim Scampoli, he sounds more like the comic relief. Jeff Murphy, maybe the straight man.
That you are currently the one that is streaming the MyTrip doc. Corey Feldman. We struck it once,
the title is Jim,
and you countered. I'm fisted to strike it again, or fisted to file a lawsuit if it's not removed. I need Mike Steele to give me a call back. We're actually trying to get the correct address to serve you.
That's so funny. But, like, that's I mean, I could see maybe a lawyer or someone would reach out, but it's so funny. It doesn't even attempt to sound like official at all. Like, I'm just trying to get, can you just help me serve you?
I guess if you just take it down, we won't have to.
Yeah.
And if possible, if you can remove that video immediately, you're not allowed to stream it. It is copyright of Corey, and I'm giving you a call. You can call me,
it's
or you can
It's probably copyright of a business he doesn't own anymore.
So we can serve you. You can call me back at 662. He could serve you. Mike, I would appreciate a return call.
Hello, you've reached the law offices of N-Man and Bupak.
Hello, Mr. Bupak. My name is Heather. I'm just a huge fucking cunt. I'm so sorry I waste your fucking time. I'm going to go shoot myself in the fucking head and, you know, fuck off. Bye.
Oh, sounds thanks, good. Heather. I appreciate your apology. Another winner, another listener we've won over to our side. I'm trying to see if I can find if she's commented on the video. I'm sure she has. I was just trying to see if maybe she's because sometimes I'll get into it with these people when they comment
you
on the YouTube.
Commenters.
But yeah, anyways, we're just gonna serve you.
Yeah. I thought for real that was gonna be her.
I would appreciate a return call. This has been going on. I struck your video in 2020 and you're still streaming it. YouTube allowed it. I don't care if it is a commentary. You are streaming the entire film.
No, we're not.
So we need to remove it now or we are going to serve you. So I need a call back or I'm just going to have someone sent to your home to verify that it is you.
Is this a threat? Are you threatening us, lady?
Sounds like a threat. Barry will get her.
I'm calling the police. I'm not. I don't feel safe in my own home.
Yeah, we should have her swatted.
But yeah. Anyway, so that's going on. That was a fun thing to find today.
Yeah, I thought you were just had some like Mike's not here because he's arrested.
Well, I mean, but don't worry. The fun doesn't stop there because there's a real reason that Mike's not here.
Oh, okay.
Now Mike is house sitting right now for his brother.
Okay.
Let me just tell you that in a different way, though.
Okay.
Mike's got a brother. He's going out of town. Left him the keys and said, don't let me down. Now he's in charge, got the whole place to himself. But things are getting crazy and he can't control himself. He's throwing parties every single night. Neighbors knocking, saying, keep it down, all right. But Mike's just bopping, catching on the groove. Living it up in his brother's shoes. House sitting, Mike's in control. Getting large, rocking out, feeling all on the road. House sitting, ain't nothing to fear. Mike's the king of the castle while his brother's not here.
Is this AI?
Watch out, here he comes.
Okay. I was like, is there just a Mike song?
Yeah, this AI rocks, by the way, because well, the middle verse, although you can't really hear the lyrics, and the middle verse I wrote, I'll read you the lyrics in a second, because this I built. I had AI build the song, and then I wrote the middle verse, and then AI filled in the rest. AI's the best. We don't need people anymore.
Nice.
I mean, you need Jim and them, because we get to input the stuff into the AI
we're typing the thing.
To make the AI happen.
Yeah.
But this is a fucking bop of a banger of Mike's House Sitting Mike.
We don't
Mike's
need
in
that
control.
Guy on Fiverr anymore. It's like a 3-minute song.
Yeah, well, because I stitched it together.
His brother's not here.
Is this like Justin Bieber? What was it in the style?
I think I just, I think I initially put like just upbeat pop or something like that.
Okay.
Let me find, where's the thing right
there? House sitting, Mike's in control.
Yeah, can we just mad lib song?
House sitting, house
trying to find my lyrics for the middle. Because, I mean, obviously they don't let you, like, they let you do a thing if you want to make put your own lyrics. But I tried to put, like, Mike's Gay and stuff, and they wouldn't allow me to do that. Yeah. But hold on. I was proud of the lyrics I did sneak in. Where was it? Oh, yeah. When the cat is away, the mouse will play, especially Catty Mike looking for a man to lay. He's alone on his own in the streets ready to roam. No man is safe when Mike's looking for dome. Just hope his brother doesn't live in your town, or you'll find him in the shadows with his pants down. A crazy monster of a man ready to take it all. Whether big or small, he's ready for a ball. Watch out, here he comes.
Watch out, here he comes.
But yeah, I mean, people are like, AI's crazy. It's the worst. AI's the best. Get fucked, everyone else.
Fuck you, artists.
Yeah, AI's fucking AI's great.
Artists
sorry.
Are garbage.
Fuck off.
We don't need you. We need podcasters with AI.
We love AI. Because, dude, it doesn't stop there. I paid $10, so I could make a ton of shit.
Okay.
Well, let me see. How do we go? Well, let me go through some of the journey first, because then I was trying to make a Jeff Bupak song.
Okay.
Fuck. Where is it? Hold on.
Just didn't work.
No. It worked, but it was just like I was kind of learning a bit. Let me see here.
Did it change? Fallen Warrior.
That's not it, though. Where was the... Oh, I put it in, like, a different order. I had it in an order before. I should have downloaded it. Glitter and the Fame. Unless it moved to my other ones. Hold on.
We'll just make it right now.
Yeah, we could just make it right. Well, I mean, I guess we could just... Because then I made a Bupak song after.
Okay.
And... Is that? I think that's Fallen Warrior.
In the concrete jungle where dreams are made, to let the hero fearless and unafraid. But by your core, he walked the streets alone, blowing up as a pit. His power was known. Yeah. With a heart of gold and a fire in his eyes, he fought for justice, took on evil.
Yeah, this could be like Fast and the Furious.
Whoa, that hook is sick. Bring it back. Whoa.
Yeah, hold on, run
using
it back.
For flight.
His power was known. Yeah. With a heart of gold and a fire in his eyes, he fought for justice, took on evil and lies. Constantly smoking high, his kites using red lows for flight. Bupak saw through the night, his legacy shines bright.
Drop an AI album.
Your spirit lives on in each puff that we take.
Oh, I love that. Your spirit lives on in each puff.
Hi, Orello, take a flight. This is way better than Logic. Sometimes.
Wow, that was great. Looking constantly at Orello's.
Yeah, I guess I should have just. Well, I guess I should have downloaded them all because there are some. I have to see where I put them in my library.
Horrorcore dark rap.
Yeah, that was my. I did horrorcore dark rap for Boy Blue songs.
Does it sound like?
Okay. Some of them do. What did I thumbs up? This one, I think.
The midnight hours, oh, the yeah. Chilling breeze.
This is the clip that I get coming up next. Fartcore.
Leech of despair. Begging for donations with an unblinking stare. No job, no.
But this
purpose,
is also kind of Nine Inch Nails.
Living at home, a life that's cursed. He drinks himself into oblivion each night. Lost in the darkness, his demons.
Yeah, it never picks
flight.
Up. That's the only thing it's missing, it's is keep, it should drop. Yeah. Like, yeah.
The Boy Blue, a broken soul. Okay. In the night.
This is scary.
Others, a parasite.
His life consumed by a twisted obsession. Haunting presence full of aggression.
Hold on, what was Leech and Blues?
I'm the boy blues and not you.
Yeah, yeah, there we go.
I'm the boy blues and not you.
No Suicide Boys.
My mama's business is true. Begging for donations, ain't got a clue. Drinking myself into oblivion, what else can I do?
Yeah.
I'm a parasite, sucking you dry. Never lifting a finger, just watching life as we buy. Don't need responsibilities, I'm flying high. Wasting the weight, but I never miss my supply. The boy blue, living in a haze. Leeching off of others, stuck in my waist. Drunk all the time, it's the price that I pay.
Drunk all the time.
The boy blue, never going away.
Yeah, the chat's saying we need an N-Man country song.
I have a few N-Man songs.
Oh, okay, good.
I also have some Corey songs.
Okay.
Let me see. I have a bunch of N-Man. Well, hold on.
It's a Corey show, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, because first I tried to put Michael Jackson style song, but it didn't like, it says you can't do that. So then I put Motown pop, but that was wrong, but I liked how this song came out.
It sounds like a Kanye sample.
This is a jam.
He's a Marvin Gaye.
Playing the game.
Oh, Corey.
He don't know no bounds. He craves a chicken.
Is it a Quentin Tarantino intro?
He's just chasing redemption. It's the Corey show. Watch him take the stage. He's the star of his own
story. The late night CD collection commercial. It's Motown's greatest hits featuring the Corey show by the Scamp Holy.
And then I did an upbeat 80s R&B.
Okay.
Oh, Corey, Corey, where'd your humble heart go? Once a child.
Oh, that's for the ladies.
They use this, although I guess it's a common pop music thing anyways. They use this, like, the AI loves this kind of snap intro where it's just kind of like a build.
Drop. Yeah. Show. Hungry for attention, always in the limelight. But fame and fortune won't bring you true delight. No, no. Corey, Corey, can't you see?
Ooh, it's the weekend.
Blinding, it's not what you should
be. Vaporwave, but. Oh, and man.
Corey, Corey, chasing after fame. But at what cost, Corey, will you still be the same?
And then there's King of Attention. This is also 80s R&B.
Corey Feldman, he's a man of fame. Ego so big, it's hard to contain. He'll do anything for a dollar or two. Just to stay in the spotlight, it's true. Corey Feldman,
yeah.
The king of attention.
Yeah.
He dances, he sings. He's larger than life, but deep down inside, he's full of strife.
And
he struts his stuff on the silver screen.
I think this is also another Corey song.
In the neon lights and the city haze, there's a man who knows how to steal the gaze. Catching eyes, turning heads with a smile. He's got the charm,
the boy
he'll
blue.
Go the extra mile.
Down.
He's got a hunger for the spotlight's clean. Living life like a never-ending dream. Corey Feldman with that confident flair. He'll do anything for a dollar.
Yeah, you get it. But then Digital Dominator. I think there's two versions of this. This is N-Man.
Oh, okay.
Because basically...
Yeah, I think you should do thrash metal.
I think it was about how N-Man is like the king of the internet and he has all these radios. That's basically what I told the AI. Okay. I was like, N-Man, he's the king of the internet. He has all these shows.
Okay.
He's the N-Man, the king of the screaming stream. Ain't no one like him. He's living
sounds like all the bands Mike listens to. I wonder if that guy that does all our songs just does this. It's like Fallout Boy. This is what Fallout Boy sounds like now.
And then they give you like two versions. This is like another version, I think, of the same lyrics. He's the end man, the king of the screaming
stream. Ain't no like him. It's more like Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Hey, I like this one. This one sounds like Coheed and Cambria.
Where's that chorus? There ain't no stopping him. He's got the crowd.
He's a digital dominator. Ruling over the internet. He's the instigator. With his wild hair. Crazy style. He's taking over with a rocking smile. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think it's because I put 80s hair metal, and they were like, oh, he's got wild hair,
wild
apparently.
Wild hair and a crazy style, yeah.
Yeah, they're just shredding. I did do a... I did have it try to do some takes on Jim and Them, the podcast, the edgy podcast that likes theme parks. I downloaded one. Where's the one I downloaded?
Is the end man, is the instigator.
Yo, listen up, it's the Jim and them crew. We ain't playing around, we coming straight through. Gangsta rap flow, spit fire on the mic. We the kings of the game, y'all better hold tight. We make them laugh with dark jokes, nothing off limits. But deep down inside, we love the Disney Kingdom. From the Magic Kingdom to Epcot and more. We're all about that mouse, keeping it hardcore. Jim and them, the illest in the game. Dark, dark humor to Disney, we cover all lanes. Representing the podcast like y'all know the name. Yeah.
That is our brand. Dark, edgy humor at Disney.
Oh, 1 second. And I think this one, they gave me kind of a rap rock one. I forget if the lyrics are different or not.
Yo, listen up, it's time to get real. Jim and Them podcast bringing the appeal. Dark and edgy, we drop rhymes that will thrill. We got love for the magic, the way Disney pops feel.
It's like British.
Straight from the streets, we tell it like it is. No holds barred, nothing we got
like Christian
miss.
Rap.
We crack jokes and push the boundary line, but we still popping bottles
hey,
at the
Jesus.
Magic Kingdom sign. Jim and Them.
What is this?
What genre is this?
Oh yeah!
It's like rock and roll rap.
Yeah!
I wasn't expecting that part. Uh oh, dance beat.
You get a fucking solo, dude. Hell yeah!
Okay.
Hell yeah.
We got synths.
Yeah, I think for some reason this
one
just
intro.
Goes. Yeah.
New intro. Yeah, this one has the solo and everything. No more lyrics. It's like, it's yeah. A jam set.
Yeah, I think they're just like, we're rocking, bro.
You can't stop the thread. Oh, Jimmy Lambo! Yeah, man, whoa.
Theme parks!
Let's see. What are these other ones?
We're not scared to say the N-word in Toontown.
I think they just did a pop one for us, like in theme parks.
Yo, Jimmy Lambo, you know we run in the streets. podcast kings dropping beats that can't be beat.
Oh yeah, this is like grocery store.
We keep it real, no fake, no artificial. Dropping knowledge like a gangster.
Yeah, this is like the new Jason Mraz and Wonder Republic.
Yeah, I don't even think they did like a hook. They just like stopped on this one too.
No solo?
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, I think they just the AI itself was like, shit, we don't get anything else, dude.
It's like we don't know what Jim and them is.
I wonder, because I had a bunch of other ones. I wonder if I made too many, it just started removing my old ones. Leech and Blues, we know that one. Oh, okay. All right. I do have another. Okay, yeah. All right. Here are the Jeff ones I was doing. Because I was trying to do you as Bupak, but then I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I need to do a Bupak one.
Yo, check it. It's the story of a guy named Jeff. Always chilling, always blowing, just the finest piff. Got his friends, got his smoke. That's his daily routine. Living life to the fullest. Every moment's a dream. In his crib,
gym, he's
rolling up, he's packing them bowls. Got the good vibes flowing, got that sitcom goal. Every episode's a
you know why it would do that? Because I was trying to tell it to do a sitcom theme song. Oh, and it would just like, it just worked that into the
fucking... You know
fucking...
he's trying to get a sitcom deal.
Yeah.
Blowing ounces of pimp.
Yeah, you know that's the shit. Living life, blowing ounces of pimp.
That is why I do stand-up. I'm trying to get a sitcom deal.
From the couch to the kitchen, it's a sitcom delight. Sit back, relax, enjoy the smoke-filled nights.
It's like a Wiz Khalifa song.
It, and then I just had to do the same prompt, but try to make a different song.
Living life, laughing with friends, in a world where the laughter never ends. Jeff's the man, always got a plan. Blowing ounces of piff, he's our
I love when they put in blowing ounces of piff.
Oh, yeah. Imagine Heap.
All night.
All night.
Laughing so hard, everything feels right.
This is what girls listen to.
And I worked in sitcom again.
We're gonna be on NBC. Going back to the room's full of smoke because we're blowing ounces. Gonna get a sitcom deal.
This might even be another one.
Because there's Rellos and we're smoking and we're getting high as fuck. Because we're gonna get a sitcom one day. Every episode starts with a smoke filled room. And ounces of kush, we're blowing piff.
Yeah, this has got to be Watch the Pwn. It's just going to be an AI mixtape.
Yeah, fuck.
Jeffy's always flying, I never feel so. Blowing ounces of piff, smoking kites like a pro. Got the mellows ready, rolling up
Rellos.
With finesse. If he hit, he takes, he's on cloud nine. No stress, cruising through the city. Music bumping out, catching good vibes. Puffing on a fluffy cloud. Every puff he takes, he's feeling so alive. In his own world, feeling like he could touch the sky. Blowing ounces of piss, smoking high as kites. Just a master of
rolling up them rellos.
Living in the haze, he's always feeling so sublime. On cloud nine,
just a master of rolling up rellos tight. I like this. This was like lo-fi rap to study
yeah,
to.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so we should have lo-fi rap to study about puffing clouds.
Did we hear Fallen Hero? This is when we get into the Bupak stuff.
In the streets, he walked for purpose.
Oh, Felicia yeah. Keys, come on.
With a heart of gold.
Oh, and smoking Rellos. I love every time we find where they insert Rellos.
Smoking Rellos!
What are the ad libs? It was smoking Rellos! That's all we have to do is record these and do our own ad libs.
I love putting into the prompt that he's a hero vigilante as well. And I put that he died doing what he loved.
I missed it during the and in the verse, they have to explain whatever that means. Well, I think that means that he's trying to get a sitcom deal.
A legend in our hearts, forever true,
forever true.
In the streets, his memory lives on.
This is great. We don't need music anymore.
No, we don't need it.
I just type in whatever I want to hear. I'm feeling lo-fi indie about trees.
I think I love Fallen Warrior. I forget all which.
We played one of them.
Let me see if the other one's. The other one's same lyrics. I think they just pitched.
Oh, we heard this one.
All right.
This is the one we heard.
In the concrete jungle, where dreams are made. To live the hero fearless and unafraid.
Whoa, Kanye. Got goosebumps.
With a heart of gold and a fire in his eyes, he fought for justice.
Where is it?
Constantly smoking high as kites, using rebels to fly.
There it is.
Boombox swore through the night, his legacy shines bright.
Bright, yeah.
Oh, blue box, so through the night, this legacy shines bright.
Yeah.
Oh, blue box, our fallen warrior. Your spirit lives on.
Oh, this is good. That's
stuff for what you believe.
You stuff that we take. Future street vigilante.
We'll never forget the way.
I forgot that he is a street vigilante.
We'll never forget the way you blaze is great. And also, your spirit lives on in each puff that we take. That's fucking deep, dude. AI is fucking spitting on that.
Yeah. Off the dome.
Yeah, they were going for it.
Off the cyber dome. I just want to do this the whole time.
The mic check, I think that's one I already played about Jim and them.
Yo, listen up, it's the Jim and them crew. We ain't playing around, we coming straight through. Gangsta rap flow, spitting fire on the mic. We the kings of the game, y'all better hold tight.
Okay, yeah, because he mentions Epcot.
Nothing off limits, but deep down inside, we love the Disney Kingdom. From the Magic Kingdom to Epcot and more. We're all about that mouse, keeping it hardcore. Jim and them, the illest.
The chorus is hot.
Dark humor to Disney, we go.
We cover all lanes. All of the lanes.
Dark jumps to Disney.
Yo, listen up. It's time to get real.
Yeah, now we heard that.
Yo, listen up.
No, that's the same. Yeah, just a white guy rapping, I think. Yeah, Digital Dominator, Corey Show. Okay, so yeah, we heard these. And then the Boy Blue. We heard Legion Blues, right?
I'm the Boy Blue.
Yeah,
that one's.
The midnight hours, the chilling.
Yeah.
The midnight hours, the chilling breeze. There's a shadow lurking, spreading on knees. The Boy Blue.
Anyways, yeah, you get it. I mean, what kind of song you want to make? You want to make a song?
Well,
real
let's
quick?
Do the Boopak with Rellos. We need that in there.
Okay.
So. Make a song about Jim and them finally going to heaven. And them go to heaven and smoke.
What type of song should it be?
What would maybe be a good like a, going to
should
heaven
we try
song?
Like a banjo folk track or something?
Like a country song?
Yeah.
Like a country, like what's the new country people hate where it's like country rock or
ooh,
like country pop?
I guess,
pop,
okay.
Pop yeah, country
we'll try entering a pop country.
Okay. So Jim and them go to heaven and smoke high as kites using Rellos with Boopak Shakur.
What about Jim and them? Going to heaven.
I just read I don't know about the chorus for country. Is it going
to
be good?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we could change
classic
it.
Rock.
I just like to throw some curveballs and see what they come back with.
Okay. Going to heaven to smoke.
Wait, so I should fix that. 2 blow ounces of piff and constantly smoke high as kites using Rellos while the Boy Blue.
Well, you didn't even say Boopak's there.
in hell. Oh, okay, hold on. With going to heaven to meet, oh yeah, to meet Bupac. Bupac Shakur.
This is a 7-minute song.
Let's see what it comes. Along, I mean, wait, I probably shouldn't
country?
Have added.
How did we add that?
I put it at the beginning, a pop country song. Okay. I probably shouldn't add the boy Blue Suffering in Hell, but let's see what it does with it.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see what it comes back with. Or it might even say, oh, hell's bad. Even though they love doing songs about getting high. Yeah. Oh, high in the sky. It's like already put it together.
The heaven will be the thing that'll prompt it. It'll be like, no God stuff. No Jesus stuff.
Goldbricker, which program? This is through a website called Suno.ai. I found it scrolling through Twitter where people are making racist songs with it.
Okay.
But instead, because obviously you can't put N-word or the N-word, so they're putting the word inward. And when they sing that, it would just sound like N-word.
Nice. Okay, we got them. Two of them.
All right, high in the sky, upbeat pop country. Let's see the first version.
Down in the holler,
ooh,
where the cornfields grow.
Yep.
Jim and them were singing songs, feeling low.
I remember that night.
But one fateful night, they got a heavenly invite to meet Bupac Shakur way up in the sky.
Oh,
bouncers appear, Rillos in hand.
Rillos in hand.
Sparked it up and passed it round just as planned.
That's how it was.
Blowing smoke like kites, they were high as can be. Enjoying the paradise for eternity.
We died.
High in the sky. Ooh. With Bupac Shakur. What else is with him feeling poor?
Whoa. Wow, that was
a bad. I forgot that boy Blue had to suffer in hell at some point.
Let's see if the other version will be the same lyrics but a different singer. Let's see. I don't know how you're topping that though.
That was good, and then the chorus really nailed it.
Down in the holler, where the cornfields grow.
Similar.
Jim and them were singing new songs country, a
little more twang.
But one fateful night. They got a heavenly invite to meet Bupac.
Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Robert.
Hey, what's up, man?
As a guy who works in country radio, that song was such a bop. We're going to start playing that on our station starting Monday.
Yeah, oh, would that fit in? Does that fit in with contemporary country pop?
It sounds exactly like every contemporary country pop song we play.
Oh, okay. I love to hear it.
Sneak that one in there. See if people like the ballad of Bupac.
While the boy Blue suffers in hell. I love they sneak it in the end.
Secret song.
All right,
secret
thanks.
Song. Thanks, guys.
Dude. Of course.
I think after this, the next, I assume we're going to do 7 more songs. We're going to do a thrash metal song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shakur, way up in the sky.
Let's see how the chorus hits on this one.
Enjoying the paradise.
Here it is.
For eternity. High in the sky with Bupac Shakur. Blowing ounces of pith and pure.
This was not as good, though.
Yeah, the other one nailed it.
Let's hear the chorus of the other one again, real quick.
Yeah, we got up.
Down in the holler, highest can be.
I can boot scoot boogie to this shit.
High in the sky with Bupac Shakur. Lord else's piff and feeling pure.
We should use the same prompt and then say, and put a rap at the end.
That's what I was trying to do, because you could, like, you can pick up. Like, you could do a thing where you drop in at a certain time, and you could even write your own lyrics if you want to, because that's what I tried to do with the mic thing. But yeah, I was trying to get it to rap, but I couldn't quite figure that out too, because that's what I was trying to go for as well.
Featuring a rap from Eminem at the end. Oh, think about Mike coming in back, Mike.
Oh, wait. I want to hear him mention the boy Blue in hell.
Pure, so pure. Blue suffers down in hell.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So yeah, good. I mean, it's begging for another verse. That's what we'll have to come through with another verse. Okay, yeah. What
should
else?
The thrash metal song be about?
Who else? What else we got? What other? Who are other characters we know?
Boopugs, of course, flying high as kites, using a thrash.
A thrash metal. A thrash metal song about.
Oh, dark humor in Disney theme parks.
Let's do about Mike. House sitting for his brother and becoming Skiz Nasty.
Becoming Skiz Nasty. And Boopak.
I wonder if they're going to know what Skiz Nasty is. Oh, yeah. And then Boopak shows up.
Boopak Shakur.
Boopak Shakur shows up and they blow ounces of piff and constantly smoke as using Rillo's. Well, making
boy blue Rotzenel.
I was gonna put something with the Edmund, but that's it. Cuts. It's like okay. All right, enough.
It's already perfect. Yeah. It's like 5-minute guitar solos, like a Metallica song.
Yeah, intense, aggressive thrash metal. High voltage havoc is the title of the song so far as it's generating here.
Mike's alone in the house. He's hanging out with Boopak. Smoke in the room. I can't vibe. Do you vibe, Mike Steel? Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. High in the sky. Well, this one's taking a little bit. They're really. Okay, here we go. They're putting something into it. Was it from a brother? I'm the deep time for
free. Little did I know we wouldn't let the chaos be within me. Oh, no. Oh no, Skiz Nasty Boopak will fix this. Enter Boopak. With a puff and a grin.
Highest
kites he saw to the night sky's Rellos in hand.
This
puffing clouds of madness.
This is awesome.
Skiz Nasty and Boopak. Total destruction.
That's incredible.
That was awesome. Well, let's see. Same lyrics.
It's guys who start through the night sky as Rellos in hand.
It'll be the same lyrics. Usually they only change it a little, so like the singer or maybe the style, but I don't know how they're topping it.
Oh, Slayer! Even better!
Oh! Ooh, breakdown.
Pantera style. This is fucking Guar.
I like the instrumental better on this one, but the other one is just so much. Yeah. The other one.
The other one's like Iron Maiden.
All right, let them jam out, I guess. Yeah, sometimes they just like to jam a little.
That's how the song would end, though.
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah. That
hell
one had
yeah.
breakdowns and shit.
Are they still going?
Oh, it's back.
Boopak!
Skiz Nasty!
Folks!
I like how sometimes they just feel like rocking out.
Whoa! Gary King solo! Whoa! Limp Bizkit song about Jim and them. Can you Ooh. Type Limp Bizkit song and it would know?
Maybe you'd have to do like 90s rap rock or something like that. Would it be rap rock or should I do new metal?
I don't know. Would it know? Rap rock, I feel like it's just going to do like it's been doing, where it's rapping.
Well,
rock.
Those I didn't put rap rock. I put like 90s rap. Maybe that's why. Let's try new metal. We'll try new metal because I haven't tried it yet. So let's just see what it comes with. New metal song.
Jim and them going to heaven.
Should we? Yeah, let's try it. How about Jim and them
going to heaven and seeing all the people they've killed?
Going to heaven. And seeing all the people they've killed?
Seeing all the people they killed, and then we could list a couple people we killed.
Who was the guy? Damn, I can't remember the guy that died. The guy from that radio show.
Seeing all the people we killed, and we're glad.
All right. Seeing the people we killed, and we're glad, and we are blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rellos.
Perfect. People is just spelled wrong. Other than that, you're good.
Oh, did I? Yeah, let me fix that.
I don't know if that fucks it up.
You never know. All right.
New metal won't fuck it up, though. But it has, like, horrorcore.
Oh, yeah. We need to make I'm Alive. Are You Alive song, maybe.
True.
We should do something for Corey's fake lawyer. We could do a song about her. Or Robert on the Radio, and End Man Getting Adopted by Sarah's Hubby song. We could do maybe like a love song about that. That's a match made in heaven.
Dark, aggressive, alternative metal. All right.
Ooh,
it's
all right.
Be corn.
Yeah, yeah. We could retry it. While that's doing that, let me just change this to rap rock and see what it comes back with on that. I don't know if I should put, I'm going to put 90s rap rock, even though maybe that's too descriptive. But let's see what Shadowed Memories, the dark, aggressive, alternative metal. In the
depths of a mind. Oh, yes. Hell yeah, Limp Bizkit. This is like AFI now.
Ooh!
30 Seconds to Mars.
I was gonna say this is not aggressive. I guess it's dark aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know. This is like radio metal or whatever. Probably.
Let's see what the other one sounds like with these same lyrics. In the depths of our
minds, find escape.
Let me get to the chorus. Oh, it's still loading it. Ooh, okay.
This is like Shine Down or something.
Yeah. All right.
This sounds like Nickelback a little bit. The people we kill. Glad for the release,
no remorse or regret. Cause we're high. Forever in debt. Debt, yeah. Blowing ounces of biff constantly in
haze. Smoking rounds lost in a purple haze with haze. Nice.
Yeah.
A release from the haze. Jim and them forever smoking in peace.
I like every now and then they really hit on something like profound, I feel. Like, oh man, smoke in peace instead of rest in peace.
In this twisted reality, we find our release.
All right, let's see. Rebellious rap rock. Let's see if this goes.
It does have rap rock in there. That's good. Seven down, never wild
and loud. Let's see what the other one is. Hold on. No.
I like this one better. They just say rap rock in the song.
Yeah, they put rap rock in it.
Oh, it's in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
Rellos in rotation. Emo song. We're blowing in like a pack of renegades.
emo song about how if Jim and them were at January 6th, things would have been different. You probably can't even put January 6th.
Probably right. Not. Let me see. What's that lady's name again? Heather May.
Heather May.
Let's see. Let me see. What type of song we want to do? Let's see. Bluegrass.
Okay, yeah.
Bluegrass banjo song about
Heather May.
Heather May.
Getting COVID. No, something bad happening to Heather May see. That we can type into. Heather yeah. May, a lawyer for dogs who always loses her cases.
Yeah, a fake lawyer that meets the devil. That gets her high as kites using Rillos. Well, this one's still going. Oh, nope, there it goes. Well, blowing ounces of piff. And Corey Feldman cries.
Okay.
Wait 1 second. And then I don't know if it's gonna let me add this, but then Jim and them don't take down their video. Ah, fuck. okay, now I'll just leave it with Corey Feldman cries. I want to hear, where's that country one again?
High in the sky. I think the first
it was
high in
this
the sky.
One.
Down in the Wilder, where the cornfields grow, Jim and them were singing songs, feeling low. But one fateful night, they got a heavenly invite.
Ooh, Heather May and the Devil's Tunes in the process.
To meet Tupac Shakur, way up in the sky, with ounces of piff and Rillos in hand. They sparked it up and passed it round just as planned. Blowing smoke like kites, they were high as can be, enjoying the paradise for eternity. High in the sky with Tupac Shakur, blowing out his piff and feeling pure.
We need just this chorus.
Yeah.
We'll keep on smoking, catching good vibes to tell. Heather May was a fake lawyer in town.
Okay.
But she had a secret so profound. One day she met the devil on a moon.
Hold on, let me see if the background music's better on the other one.
Heather May was a fake lawyer known in town, but she had a secret, and secret so profound. One day she met the devil on a moonlit night. He offered her a deal to change her life.
Ooh, nice.
They sat down together, banjo in hand. The devil played a tune that was in high demand. Heather May couldn't resist the devil's spell. She lit up a Rello and started to inhale. As the banjo played, they soared up high, blowing ounces of piff, reaching for the sky. Corey Feldman heard the cries and started to weep. Heather May had found her bliss in the devil's key.
Ooh. Oh! I like this one.
Yeah, this sounds like it would be like a Disney movie or something.
Oh, a ska song for Mike. I didn't even think of that.
A ska song about how the cops rule and...
Yeah.
A ska song about how Mike loves cops.
About how Mike loves
cops. And smoking weed with Tupac.
Let me think. Mike loves the cops... And he hates
as
video
the
games.
Banjo played, they soared up high.
Oh, it's still
blowing
going.
Ounces of piff, reaching for the sky. Corey Feldman heard the cries and started to weep. Heather May had found her bliss in the devil's key.
All right, let's see. There's a little surprise in the ska song for everyone listening. If they Oh, wait. Oh, they. Okay. I thought it errored for a second.
They're like, no such genre.
Let's see. Yeah. Can it figure out ska, I wonder? Or ska?
Oh, no, it's got it. Officer Mike.
Officer Mike.
Let's go.
Yes. Here we go.
Bupak Shakur. What does he say? It's getting high as cows with Bupak Shakur.
It sounds like Newfound Glory.
It's kind of bluegrassy.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, they didn't work in Mooncope. I don't think the AI understood what Mooncope is. I tried to put Mooncope in there.
Yeah, because they're trying to keep it. They're trying to keep it under wraps. This isn't ska enough for me.
Yeah,
or the trumpet.
Did the other one sound more ska? Mike's a fan of the boys
in blue. No effects. He's got a badge. He believes in what they do. He's out every night. Hey, there we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Second time's the charm. Mike loves the cops. He's got true respect.
We need the chorus of all these songs. Just
yeah.
Mike loves the cops. No time for video
games. They just don't thrill. He'd rather be up fighting the uphill.
I don't know what the other one was. The other one was like Newfound Glory. Pop punk song about Jim and them going to Disneyland and fighting. Who do we fight? They just don't thrill. He'd rather be out fighting the uphill. Mike's got we fight the devil. Tupac helps us beat the devil. We go to Disney
what about
World.
Fighting Heather May?
Yeah, but we have to go to Disney.
Oh, yeah. Well, Corey Feldman, Freddie Corey Feldman.
You gotta. Yeah. Smokes all these guys using your mouth.
Yeah. So stupid.
And then you have to fix Disneyland.
Okay. And then answers a piff constantly.
I almost forgot.
As kites using Rillos in heaven. Let me put Disneyland.
They really do let you put a lot.
Yeah, they do. They let you put a good amount. Who do we love? John Carpenter. Let me put it. All right.
The end.
Right at the end. I like that. That second,
that
Mike
second
loves
one,
the cops,
it
is pretty
comes
good.
In hard right at the beginning. Mike's a fan of the boys in blue. Because he's got a badge, he believes in what they do. He's out every night patrolling the streets.
Keeping us safe, chasing down the creeps. Neverland Brawl.
Oh, hell yeah. Pop punk rebellious coming up. Mike loves the cops. He's got true respect. So proud of a guy you can always expect to have your back when you're in need. Officer Mike, he's a real. All right, Neverland Brawl, Pop Punk Rebellious. Hey, Jim and them, let's cause a scene. I don't know. Heading wait. To Disneyland, living our Pop dream. Punk? Corey Feldman thinks he's got it all. But we'll show him that we can't be small. Bupak Shakur smoking all the piff, blowing up the clouds, catching in the lift. We might have to hear the other one.
Yeah,
what's
the
other
one? It needs to break. It never breaks. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Disneyland.
Starting line.
Living our dream, Corey Feldman thinks he's
Let me
got
do another take on this too.
But we'll show them that we can't be small. Bubak Shakur, smoking all the piff. Blowing up the clouds, catching the lift. Highest kites, we're rebels in the sky. Using rebels, never bringing us down.
I feel like it understands ska more than pop punk. Oh.
The end.
Oh, now it's Kid Up Kid.
No, it just kind of peters off.
Not the
Let's
best.
See if Disneyland showed.
Huh? We're fighting till the end.
Oh, it's chorus again. There are some horns in as well.
The Jim and the California sun, headed to Disneyland, gonna have some fun. But little did they know trouble ahead. Corey Feldman's waiting, gonna fight until you're dead. Bubak Shakur, high as a kite, blowing ounces of piss, smoking day and night. Riding shotgun in the battle on the other side.
I like that you could see this in like a concept album, and they're like, hey, here's the verse where we introduce Bupak. It's yeah. like Coheed to album four, and they're like, Bupak Shakur, high as a cake.
Like, I don't read the comics. Let's see.
I don't think they understand pop punk. Maybe yeah. emo. If you did emo, would it know?
Maybe.
Alright, hold on. This all sounds like the 1975
emo song about.
Corey Feldman's waiting, gonna fight until you're dead.
And thwarting a hostage situation.
And man, yeah.
Woman Horn Eyes. This one kind of goes.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's like a Disney Channel song. And our friend Inward Jim. Getting the key to the city of Orlando. It's like Angels and Airwaves now.
Are you out there, Bupak?
Whoa! Keyboard solo.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, Bupak, can you hear me? Save me, Bupak!
Boopah! It's actually this song.
This one's
is
pretty
good.
This one came
it
out
grew on
good.
Me. I wasn't paying attention.
Boopah Shakur!
Alright, this is our Halloween Horror
Emo
Nights
punk.
One.
Let's go.
Oh!
This is what we wanted. This is great. This is pop punk.
Ooh. This is good.
Whoa. AI knows emo.
Power's activated, we won't stray.
Chorus. Finger pointer.
Fighting off monsters, saving our friends' life. Won't back down, we won't give in. Together we'll triumph, this battle will win.
I'm excited to hear this next one. If that's yeah. this good.
That one, this one came out
this
pretty
be
good.
On, that would be on the Orlando list. It's like, oh, remember this song?
I like when they keep rocking out. I'm always
well,
impressed.
Well, then they come back with like, Bupak, cool. Is this the first one without Bupak?
Oh, yeah, this one doesn't have Bupak. It has inward gym, though.
Emo song about the night Bupak Shakur got stabbed when he accused that guy of being...
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that fateful night.
Walking through the darkness. Ooh. Heart filled with fright. We're trust to impress.
Okay.
On this haunted night. We're chilling and then.
This is like when the band gets that first record deal album and it's like overproduced. Like, starting line used to be good. The screams fill the air as we enter the park.
Inward gym is in danger. We must save the day. Emo powers activated.
I like that they bring up emo just like the other one. Rap rock.
Emo powers activated. We will stray. We're the heroes of Halloween horror nights.
I think the other one came out better.
I just like that style of emo, the other one better. Wow. Emo is a win, though.
Ooh.
Do they have Screamo? Would it know Screamo? Probably not.
Emo it might. Song. You never know.
What were we just saying? An emo song about the night Bupak.
Bupak, yeah, but the night.
The night Bupak Shakur accused someone of a crime and then got stabbed to death.
Of a crime.
And now he's smoking this guy.
And it's now glowing ounces
of
filth.
Screams fill the air as we enter the park.
This is like fake emo.
The emo songs, they do a full-ass song. Like, some of the other ones are only, like, a minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they know they need, like, four verses.
Yeah, they, like, repeat the verses. They add a
bridge.
They
have a breakdown. Alternative grunge.
Let's see if I also have this process as a screamo. Shadows of Remorse. About the night Bupak Shakur accused someone of a crime and was stabbed to death. Is now blowing ounces of piff and constantly smoking high as kites using Rillos in heaven.
That is what happened.
I missed in heaven. Hopefully it figures it out.
You a pedophile.
In the darkest alleys where shadows collide.
Okay.
A tale of tragedy unfolded that night.
Ooh.
Whispered accusation and a deadly blow.
This is like the band after the band you liked, and they're like more electronic now. But you're like, it's still the singer. I like them. I'm just waiting for someone to be like, this one's a win for me. They always get the piff in the chorus.
They know.
A soul misunderstood.
Soul misunderstood.
So true.
His lyrics were his truth, his cries were
we could unheard. Text that guy and be like, well, we had a bunch of bands send in a bunch of songs to us. We have a lot of musical fans.
Yeah, we could put out a whole fake tribute mixtape of all these fake bands doing Bupak songs.
I know you haven't heard from us in a while, but we got a few of our listeners together. Bupak blowing ounces of beer. We already have the
trail forever.
All right, let me see the other version.
That
of
was about to get. That was.
This is the other version of this same song.
Little acoustic intro.
Ooh.
The first one is better, though.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see about, we tried, I put in screamo and it put it as heavy, intense alternative rock.
Okay.
We'll see what that translates to.
Shadows of Betrayal.
It's always in the darkness of night.
This does sound like screamo. Sound like Dio.
No, he accused someone
this
else.
Innocence met with a
blade extinguished in a oh no, oh no.
Oh shit.
Oh.
I really died. Oh, the heavens, high as the endless sky.
Oh shit. This guy's got some pipes. Yeah, we know what screamo is.
You've seen Rellos as his wings.
You can make the perfect song out of just lines from each different song.
Totally. They
just like on wings like Rellos, but it's a country song.
They have profound moments, and this one's really hitting a good rock ballad at least.
You have to put in weird shit to get the right shit. If we had, we're going for classic. We should do like a Led Zeppelin type.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like the credits for an '80s movie, Pagemaster 2.
Let's see, same lyrics but different version. I don't know. A story unfolds,
a tale, a trail. Yeah, I don't know if this would be. We should do classic rock though, that would be.
Other one fits it way better. Yeah, the other one.
Looks like Rellos.
Let me actually, I can clear some of the ones that are not there. They don't make the cut.
Yeah, that first Halloween Horror Nights is great.
Yeah, this
That's
one.
That's a thumbs up. Walking through the darkness, I feel the fright. Regret to impress on this one at night. With Jim and Dan, with Endman by our side. With Endman. Dumpster. Covered in piss. Or, and Jim and Jeff are millionaires. It's Jim and them get money.
Huh?
Jim and Jeff are millionaires, but not Mike. See, very weirdly specific.
Yeah, this one is a classic rock song with all your favorites in. Although it doesn't have Bupak in this one, so
I'm
no
excited
Bupak.
For classic rock because it could be so many different types of songs.
Yeah, because they're putting it up as storytelling classic rock, which I guess there is quite a story, quite a plot that I've given
prog
them.
Rock. Everything we do is prog version. Okay, Midnight Encounter. That even sounds sick.
In a dim-lit alley where shadows reside.
What is this?
What is this?
Met the end man, no place to hide.
What is this?
Guitar riffs echoed as tension grew.
Maybe this
high.
Is Prague, I don't
the
know.
The night was electric, sparks filled the sky.
Alright, hold on, let me say the other one.
Wait, let's,
hold on, I want to hear.
How do they not know what classic rock?
In the dim lit alley where shadows reside.
Okay, this is like British, though. This is good.
Sarah's hobby.
This is Piano Man.
All right.
Guitar riffs echoed as tension
grew high. Good.
The night was electric.
Look at verse two.
Yeah.
As the boy blue watched from his hiding spot, from a nearby dumpster, he saw quite a lot.
All right, hold on.
This is great.
I'm going to go back to the first one.
Oh, to hear that part? That's a great verse. Verse two.
The end man, no place to hide.
I don't know how this classic rock.
Guitar riffs echoed as tension.
Yeah, this is like
high.
Jethro Tull. Like
this. Sparks filled the sky. As the boy blue watched from his hiding spot, from a nearby dumpster he saw quite a lot. Mike Steele, his best friend, a cop by his side. They knew trouble was brewing.
Oh, yeah, here are we.
They had to confide.
Yeah, quiet.
In this city of dreams where legends are made, Jim and Jeff became millionaires of their trade. As the story unfolds,
maybe we need to put rock and roll. Maybe classic rock. I liked the second one better, though. It sounded like Pink Floyd or something.
Yeah, the second one might have been better. The
second one was like the Kinks.
Classic rock and roll. So I just put rock and roll?
Rock and roll song. But then I'm worried it's going to be like Nickelback. Like,
yeah.
70s rock. Or will that be like disco? It's fucking AI knows emo, but it's not fucking classic rock. Although that second one was kind of sick.
We became millionaires of the trade.
Yeah, Jim and Jeff became millionaires. N-Man and... when I put Sarah's hubby is adopting the N-Man in an alley while the boy blue watches from a dumpster and Mike Steele hangs out with his best friend, a cop, and Jim and Jeff are millionaires.
We need a prog rock. Maybe you'll know prog rock. It was already giving us some weird-ass storytelling classic rock.
Yeah, let's
sea
see.
Shanties.
Rock fast paced.
Okay. I'm just worried it's not going to be classic.
Yeah, it's going to be something weird. Legends of the Alley.
Legends of the Alley. From his hiding spot in a dumpster.
I mean, I wonder if you put 70s rock, would it get it? Would it understand
that's what
that?
I was thinking. I don't know how classic rock was in.
In the depths of the alley where the moon shines bright.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Coheed and Cambria. Oh, the other side, Mike Steele. A cop by Fred, by the way, for no reason.
Let's see if the other version of it.
I don't know.
In the depths of the alley where the
moon shines bright, like a pop punk song.
Living in a dumpster.
Dreaming of a day when his own life holds a breakthrough. On the other side, Mike Steele, the cop's best friend, chasing villains, the rain on terror you lend. Jim and Jeff, millionaires, lending a helping hand.
And then we run him over with a truck. We run him over.
All right, last one. Time flies when you're making music completely disposable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It in 2 seconds and like, on to the next. What the fuck is this?
Time flies when you really have to have 20 thoughts.
Yeah, when we keep going.
And it's all boop. Okay.
I put it says rebellious 70s rock. Let's see.
70s is in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how classic rock turned into sea shanties, but whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, last one before break here. Let's see if it comes through with the Ballad of Boy Blue.
living in a dumpster.
Hold on, let me hear how the other one starts with that same verse.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
Radio, radio.
Yeah, the surprise ending where Jim and them run him over with a truck.
No more verses. Yeah, that was the best. Is I think the biggest surprise is Shadow of Betrayal for me, because we were typed in screamo and got like a great fucking 70s yeah. rock song. We haven't gotten a 70s rock song since we tried to get a 70s rock song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a part one. We can hear a couple of these tracks. Yeah, well, Shadows of Betrayal. Let's hear that again. We'll be back.
In the darkness of the night, shadows deep and cold, a story unfolds, a tale untold, untold. Tupac Shakur accused falsely of a crime. Innocence met with a blade extinguished in his prime. The heavens, high as the endless sky, blowing ounces of this smoke, swirling, soaring high. No longer bound by earthly chains, he's finally free, using riddles as his wings. In the clouds, he finds his peace. Oh, Tupac Shakur, a legend taken too soon. In blue, he's got a badge, he believes in what they do. He's out every night for a
patrolling the streets, keeping us safe, chasing down the creeps. For video games, they just don't thrill. He'd rather be out fighting the uphill. Mike's got a mission, he's got a goal to make our streets safer. He's on patrol. Mike loves the cops, he's got true respect. So pride, a guy you can always expect to have your back when you're in need. Officer Mike, he's a real life hero indeed.
Down in the holler, where the cornfields grow, Jim and them were singing songs, feeling low. One fateful night, they got a heavenly invite to meet Tupac Shakur way up in the sky. With ounces of pith and Rillos in hand, they sparked it up and passed it round just as planned. Blowing smoke like kites, they were high as can be, enjoying the paradise for eternity. High in the sky with Tupac Shakur, blowing ounces of piff and feeling pure, while the boy blue suffers down in hell. We'll keep on smoking, catching good vibes to tell.